Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Colin Murray's here. Guess who I can't believe didn't win the X Factor?
Rodion!
I love that guy's voice.
Sam Jeffrod! The one who doesn't speak! Rodion!
Redolin!
That was T2! And Axwell! Rodion!
What's his name?
Peter Dixon. He did all our
One Night with Laura stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing.
However,
when he does his big voice, right,
yeah,
he does sweat a lot.
Rodion!
Beads of sweat coming off him.
What does he do that from? Like, think it's live?
Yeah.
So he's just in some, like, commentary box?
He must clean up on a Saturday. Like,
he's on everything.
He does Family Fortunes as well on
Saturday. Anton Deck!
He's on everything.
And he does Anton Deck.
There used to be a guy, was he called Here's Our Derek with a quick reminder? Or was it Clive? Who did, what was it? Blind Date, Here's Our...
Graham.
Here's our Graham. He didn't need to shout to make his point, did he? Is it number one?
Here's
Colin Murray!
Yours is a wee bit Hooray Henry, isn't it? It's not
quite.
That's better.
Right, these...
Do you think he has kids?
Yeah, probably.
Because do you know when you used to play? You play and you're out in the street and then your mum goes, Colin, time for dinner. And his kid Rebecca's out there,
Rebecca! It's tea time!
I tell you what would be even better if his next door neighbour was the referee from Gladiators and he came out next.
Derek, ready!
Anyway.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, now I've just sent a Radio 1 all-staff internal email asking if anyone wants a chocolate liqueur. No one has actually replied as yet. No one wants one. Also, apart from, no, I don't want one, do you know what the best excuse is for not actually eating one of these chocolate liqueurs?
What?
My mate's excuse last night when he was around was, no, because I'm driving. Now, surely, these can't push you over the drink drive limit, can they?
I don't know. Well, you kind of used that same excuse then, saying you had a show to do.
Surely somebody is...
Although, that's not a great excuse with you, to be honest.
Surely somebody is willing to try these out. Or someone must have done that before. Someone must have done an experiment before to see how many you can actually have before you are over the legal drink drive limit. Can they push you over, do you think?
I don't
if you
know,
eat enough of them...
I'm no scientist.
Right? Because surely, what you could do, maybe, is just like open the... If you get bored of the chocolate...
You can't even open them once you're in the box.
Would you do that for me? Thank you.
It's embarrassing.
Well, you could do, because the chocolate eventually will obviously make you sick. But what about if you just bit into the chocolate and then just poured it into your mouth? Do they actually have any alcohol in them at all?
I think they must have some alcohol in them, don't they? What's that one you've got there?
Ooh, orange mocha. No, I can definitely taste there is alcohol.
Are you resorting to sucking the insides out of liqueur chocolates? Some people would say you might have a problem.
It's all right, I don't eat them in the morning.
Right.
I'm fine.
That's when you need to start worrying.
Also, this really annoys me when people do this.
Oh, I hate people who eat on...
People on TV, right, they were doing it the other day on, I think it was Fern and Phil. They're like, after the break, I'll be doing this.
Yeah.
Hate that, and I've just done it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And now, it's time for a big booby cookie update on Radio 1 with our volunteer, Fran.
Boobies.
Now, if you've not heard this before, Fran is our volunteer who is eating biscuits and getting bigger boobs, we hope, in time for Christmas. Hi, Fran.
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
Very well, thank you. In recovery from the weekend.
Right, what did you do?
Oh, I drank far too much mulled wine.
Oh, did you? Okay. And did you eat some biscuits to go with that, the F-cup biscuits?
A couple of biscuits, yes.
Now, you're not well endowed in the bosom department, and you said that yourself.
All right, okay.
And you told us...
All I want for Christmas is...
Boobies.
So we gave you the F-Cup cookies, which are on sale in Japan. We've tracked them down, the big booby cookies. And this is currently day 8 of the experiment. The idea is that you eat these and they do get bigger. Now, we haven't spoken over the weekend, and day 8, we're quite far into the experiment now, aren't we?
Yes, quite far, yeah.
Now, if you'd like to have a look at pictures of Fran, all the pictures from last week are online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go and have a look right now if you're just doing the last few minutes at work and a bit bored.
You like your ridiculous headgear, don't you?
Yes, we've got another one coming today as well.
I mean, why are you, in the last photo, you appear to be wearing some kind of tree.
It's a Christmas-type tree.
All right, it's a white tree then, yeah.
Yes.
Now, where are you at the moment?
I'm in London.
Okay.
In a theatre.
Oh, you're in a theatre, love. Yeah. Aren't you? She's being well shady.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, last week, measuring around the biggest bit of the booby, it was 34 and three-quarter inches around the biggest bit, wasn't it?
34 and
three-quarters. Okay, so, who have you got measuring you today with you?
I've got my friend Sammy measuring me, and we have done a measurement, and we might have a bit of a result, but just to make sure, we're going to do it again.
Okay, yeah, it again.
Okay. All right,
Lucky
Sammy. Okay, I'm 29 and a half around the chest still.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, what about the other one?
Oh,
around the big bit.
35. It's definitely 35. We've got 35.
Wow. 39.
A quarter of an inch.
Come on. That is amazing. We've made it to the big 3-5.
Yeah.
That was our first target.
Woo!
Yeah. So I'm really pleased about that because I didn't want, you know, right, because we're like Friday, Saturday, Sunday goes by. Now it's Monday. It's day 8. And I didn't want it to be the same or even... a bit of shrinkage going on.
No, I was a little worried, but it's definitely on 35, and we've done it twice. That was the third time, just to make sure.
We were worried because that photo where you've got that tree on your head, the one that doesn't speak in particular, thought that they were getting smaller.
No.
Well, see,
it was just the angle.
The measurements don't lie. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go online and have a look at Fran. And we'll speak to you tomorrow for another F-Cup Big Booby Cookie update, all right?
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
I'm really pleased with the result, Fran.
Yay!
Boobies. Boobies. Big Booby Cookie.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
So I was saying earlier, I got my first Christmas present from my aunt, mm-hmm. which I'm very grateful. No one seems to want one of the chocolate liqueurs.
Not a big fan of liqueurs.
I asked earlier, how many of these does it take to push you over the drink drive limit? Now, we need to do this experiment, right? We've got a breathalyzer, we've got the chocolate liqueurs. All we need now is a volunteer to do the experiment.
Go on then.
Or maybe what we should do is... you know, we can ask around like we normally do, like this. Who votes for Laura?
No,
right, so that's three. So that's the one doesn't speak,
yeah.
And Chappers, and me. So it looks like it's going to be you then.
Oh, that was easy.
It really was, wasn't it? I love that.
That's
not thanks
fair.
For being our willing volunteer. And what we're going to do is we've got quite a lot of boxes of chocolate liqueurs. We do have a breathalyzer. If we can breathalyze
you. You eat chocolate, Laura. It's not like
breathalyze you at the moment.
Like you don't do it.
Also, I can't believe on the text how many people, and email, how many people have actually done this experiment already for their college work, for like dissertations and stuff. And they've done it on TV shows. I think they did it on Big Brother. They've done it on Brainiac. They've done it on everything except us.
You get to eat liqueurs, Laura, and you might get a degree at the end of it.
If everybody else has done it, it means we don't have to.
No, I think I want to because we need our own
Where
results.
Where would science be with attitude like that?
Exactly, right. So... it's a good breathalyzer. I think it's like one like the police use because it's got a smiley face if you're in the clear and a sad face if you're over the limit. Right, okay. Laura, blow into that, my darling. And then wait for the result. Mm. Smiley face for good, sad face for bad.
It says test no.
It's got no face.
You're confusing
that's not,
it.
That's not a good sign.
No.
Right.
It's broken.
Are you dead? Oh. Oh. Bing.
Safety.
Smiley face. Safety. So at the moment, Laura is not drunk. Okay. However, we will be doing our experiment very soon on Radio 1. Here's the first box of the chocolate liqueurs. There's many more of them. And we'll see how long it takes for you to be over the drink drive limit, just because I want to know, really.
Cracking.
So there's your box of chocolates.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, let's meet some freaks. Actually, that's unfair. When I say freaks, it's just people that you didn't take a fancy to at the time. They're not freaks.
No. God, you're harsh.
Yeah. It's the season for it. Loads of Christmas office dues are on at the moment.
Loads just because you're not choosy.
I am. I'm not. Loads of student end-of-year balls are on. There are people drinking in the week in pubs, which I think is disgraceful. And you know what happens? They get a bit brave, don't they, after one too many chocolate liqueurs? And they ask for your phone number. And that's where you give them the Flirt Divert number instead. So if you're going out tonight, maybe it is your office party, is a lot of it about. 0770 774 914. Give them that number instead of your mobile phone number. This is a good one.
Hello there, Mary. How are you doing? I wondered if you want to give me a call because... I like your aroma. I wonder if you could meet up and do it again. Okay then. Bye now.
Was he doing some kind of sexy voice there?
I think so, yeah.
I liked your aroma.
I liked your aroma.
Smooth.
Smooth. Do girls like that? I like your aroma.
I don't know, to be honest.
I don't. I really don't.
It's not a line I've ever used.
I like your aroma. Now, I've got a theory about this one. I think someone's been pretending to be a celebrity. By the way, chappers.
Nah.
I like your aroma.
Trout.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah, I think someone's been pretending to be a celeb here. Listen.
Hi, I'm not some stalker freak, but I just needed to ask you a question, if you get this message and if you want to. Just one question, nothing scary freaky, but hope you're okay anyway. Take care, bye.
Now, when someone starts a conversation with the words, I'm not a stalker, generally, that
they
means,
are.
In my experience, they are 100% a stalker. They really are. I'm not a stalker, it's nothing scary, freaky, although I can see you through your bedroom window right now. I'm not a stalker, ... but I am getting a little bit cold, sat outside in your back garden.
Yeah.
So she's definitely a stalker, and you were right to give her the Flirt Divert number. Right. Hey, ladies, would any of you take this guy on? It's a good offer.
Hello, Cheryl. You haven't got back to me. I'm, like, offering you a deal of a lifetime. I've asked you out for a full plate of hot food. So have a deal or no deal. Get back to me, please. Bye.
A whole plate of hot food, and she's
hot food.
She's not got back to him.
Not a cold buffet.
Whole plate
hot
of hot food.
I've asked you out for a full plate of hot food.
Right, and he says, deal or no deal. Oh, hang on.
What people don't know at the moment is you've actually picked a phone up. It's meant to stop ringing.
Hello. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, then. It's no deal, I'm afraid. That's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, because the phone doesn't... the person on the phone doesn't do the deal or no deal. He's got to do the offer.
I've told you before, I never understand that show. I don't understand.
You'd never have guessed from that reenactment.
I don't
get
it.
You completely stuffed that up.
So hang on, what happens? Someone says deal or no deal.
No, the phone rings.
Oh.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Then you pick it up.
Hello.
Right. Then you come back and go... He's offering a plate of hot food.
He's offering
deal
a plate of
or
hot
no
food.
Deal.
Deal or no deal?
No deal.
No deal. Thanks, bye. All right, I get it now.
Maybe we should have had a chat about how that should work before we did that.
I like my way of doing it.
Yeah.
And this is my favourite.
Hiya, babes, all right? It's Coxie. Look, I'm really sorry about the other night. I didn't crack one night, but I'd like to have another go if you don't mind. It's So if you can give me a ring back and meet up again, okay?
That's a bit crap. So I'd like to have another go, if that's all right.
I'd like to have another go, if you don't mind.
Right, so just talk through again. So the phone rings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You answer it.
Yeah, hello.
That's the banker.
Hello.
Right.
Hello,
he
banker.
He says what the offer is.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
And then you then relay the offer to me.
The offer is a plate of hot food. Deal or no deal?
No deal. No, you don't say thank you or bye. You've already put the phone down.
That's really complicated. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I love all the scientific people that always text in, don't they? Every time we do an experiment like this, they're like, make sure you give it 20 minutes before you test her breath or the machine will read her mouth alcohol. Love you. That's from Steve in Salisbury. At the moment, what we're doing is trying to see how many chocolate liqueurs you have to eat to be over the drink drive limit.
Will these make her boobs grow as well?
I don't know. Let's.
You don't want that, do you?
How's it going? If you could just eat a few more.
I've done half a block.
Okay. Oh, you're doing that horrible thing of eating on air now as well.
Yeah. I don't like that on cookery programmes. What was that thing at the weekend? Something for the weekend. Have you seen that show?
Oh,
they do it all the time. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, it's horrible.
That's because they cook about 17 different courses in the course of that show.
Don't they?
In between showing Hong Kong fooey.
How are they tasting?
Horrible.
They're not the best, are they? No disrespect to my aunt.
It ruins chocolate, I think.
Why? What, the liqueur taste? All right. So, if you could just blow into our breathalyzer. Now, someone said you need to sound like more like a policeman. You can keep going, keep going, keep going when you're blowing.
Is this role play? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Right, I'm blowing now.
Okay, go. Half a box of chocolate liqueurs already eaten.
Oh,
what's that saying?
Danger. And it's beeping. And he's got a sad face and one tear.
So half a box says danger.
It does, yeah.
Right, carry on eating, please. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.